From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Rebecca Roberts. Want a boogie? That term has become slang with many meanings, but it started out meaning something very specific. The Rolling Stone Encyclopedia of Rock and Roll states that the term boogie derives from the jazz-based boogie-woogie, a piano style that featured a hot rhythm based on 8-to-the-bar figures played with the left hand. Commentator Mitch Myers was recently bitten by the boogie-woogie bug and was inspired to put this story together.
Me? Yeah, I got it bad, and that ain't good. No, I'm not talking about the rockin' pneumonia. I'm talking about the boogie-woogie flu. It's been going around for nearly a century, and is still highly contagious. According to late musicologist Bob Palmer, West African words bugga and bug meant to beat, as in to beat on a drum. This, Palmer argued, could be the linguistic root of the American term boogie. The slang boogie-woogie most likely evolved from booger-rooger, a phrase first coined by Texas bluesman Blind Lemon Jefferson. Booger-rooger referred to an old-fashioned rent party, or just a wild musical good time. Pine Top's boogie-woogie was the first boogie tune to become a hit. This song was recorded in 1928 by Clarence Pinetop Smith. Smith hailed from Alabama, but settled in Chicago. For a time, Pinetop lived in the same rooming house as two other piano players, Albert Ammons and Mead Lux Lewis. All three men drove cabs for a living, but they were serious musicians, and Pinetop showed the other two his timeless boogie-woogie.
I listen to all of it. It is my Pinetop's trouble. I want everybody dancing just like I tell you.
Now, if you listen to Lux Lewis's Honky Tonk Train Blues, you can hear how Boogie Woogie echoed the railroad rhythms of old steam locomotives from the early 20th century. Two-fisted Boogie Woogie was all the rage by the late 1930s. Pinetop Smith had died of a gunshot wound in Chicago by then, so the top boogie piano players were Lux Lewis, Albert Ammons, and Kansas City's own Pete Johnson. The jumping boogie sound even made it into high society when those three, calling themselves the Boogie Woogie Trio, performed at Carnegie Hall for the now famous Spiritual Swing Concert in 1938. And these same boogie rhythms eventually became the building blocks of rock and roll. You can hear it in the raucous arrival of one Jerry Lee Lewis on Sun Records.
My name is Jerry Lee Lewis from Louisiana. I'm gonna do your little boogie on this here piano. Do it mighty fine, I'm gonna make it shake it. I'll make it do it until you break it. It's called a Lewis boogie, any Lewis way. Lord, I do my little boogie woogie every day.
Hellfire, Nick Tosh's biography of Jerry Lee, Nick recounts a scene where young Lewis is playing a Pentecostal hymn at a chapel service, and the preacher shot him a glance of reproach, for he was playing it boogie-woogie style, and he beat the boogie so hard there was nothing left of the hymn, nothing but the sounds of the Holy Ghost that inspired it. Even before Jerry Lee and the dawning of rock and roll, Boogie Woogie was shifting away from the piano to the electric guitar, scaling down those chugging riffs to an even simpler, more repetitive style. The most famous boogeyman of all time is John Lee Hooker, whose primal Boogie Chillin' was a hit for the Modern record label in 1948.
One night I was laying down. I heard Mom and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama, let that boy boogie woogie, cause it's in him and it got to come out. Well, I felt so good and I went on boogie woogie just the same. Yeah.
John Lee's fanatical one-chord stomps and haunting stream-of-consciousness boogies have inspired musicians like Van Morrison, ZZ Top, and Los Lobos. One boogie band from the 1960s was Canned Heat, and they took John Lee Hooker as their own personal savior.
Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Canned Heat boogied the world over, including an appearance at the original Woodstock Festival in 1969, where they played, what else, the Woodstock Boogie. The Heat even made recordings with John Lee Hooker, establishing their own claim to the boogie throne. In the 1970s, heavy rock groups grabbed the boogie and ran wild. Bands like Black Oak Arkansas, Foghat, and ZZ Top all took boogie to new, sometimes ridiculous heights. Fully amplified and stretching their boogies into marathon concert performances, these groups brought boogie to the baby boomers, who apparently liked what they heard. This was no boogie-woogie. Somewhere along the line, the woogie was lost and became just plain old boogie. Catchphrases like Born to Boogie and Boogie Till You Puke were soon transformed into song. Disco tunes like Boogie Nights and Boogie Oogie Oogie had little in common with the original boogie-woogie style. Still, boogie is now an essential part of our nation's great musical lexicon. It can be found in hard rock, country music, rockabilly, rhythm and blues, and Texas swing.
We were just a plain old hillbilly band with a plain old country style. We never played the kind of songs that'd drive anybody wild.
Over the years, the Delmar Brothers performed Hillbilly Boogie, Ella Fitzgerald sang Cow Cow Boogie, and everyone from Louis Jordan to Asleep at the Wheel recorded Choo 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 Boogie. And please, no request for the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy from Company B.
When Luther played the Boogie Woogie, 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 Luther played the.
In recent years, British rock revivalists like Evan Lee and Jules Holland have helped keep Boogie alive.
Y'all out there?
So did Mississippi bluesman R.L. Burnside until he died in September 2005. Throughout his noble career, Robert Lee Burnside, much like Alvin Lee, Jerry Lee, John Lee, and all the other great boogeymen, unlocked the not-so-secret history of American roots music. That is, R.L. boogied like it was going out of style, which it never has and hopefully never will.
Commentator Mitch Myers is the author of The Boy Who Cried Freebird, Rock and Roll Fables and Sonic Storytelling. This is NPR, National Public Radio.